Hello, I'm Axel Aumach, hypnotist from Cologne, Germany. I'm right now here with Dr. John Butler of the HDI. We've briefly talked about the upcoming courses in 2019, early spring 2020, and we are now going into more detail. Hello, John.
Hello, Axel. Hello to the listeners.
So we've talked already about the first course in your series, Hypnotherapy Skills for Life Change. And now we are on to clinical hypnotherapy. Can you tell us a little bit more about that course so that our listeners know what they can expect when they attend the class?
Certainly, Axel. In a few minutes, I'll give some of the key details. In this course, it builds on what the student has learned in the first course in Hypnotherapy Skills for Life Change. Now, additional skills are taught, and then additional applications, of course. The student is now bringing their level of practice to a higher degree, higher level. In this course, the student learns how to uncover the issues that are bothering the client in the deeper emotional layers of the mind, right down into the deep fixed ideas that drive those emotions, those deep beliefs that cause problems. The therapist learns about uncovering the skills and tools involved in that, learns the skills of interview, how to communicate effectively, verbally, non-verbally, the skills of language in more detail, the power of the voice, the vocal skills, the language skills, non-verbal communication, as I've said. And as the student learns those, they really are becoming now a real professional hypnotherapist, not only being able to give very good programming, but able to understand the dynamics of change, the dynamics of how a client becomes stuck, has had difficulties from their past that have bothered them, these maladaptive learnings, as we call them, and is now beginning to understand how to change them. And so there's a lot of very deep knowledge there based on the very best information derived from hypnotherapy and from psychology, psychotherapy, psychiatry, which of course have grown out of hypnotherapy. In the modern era, psychotherapy has entirely come from hypnotherapy. And in hypnotherapy, we take the deepest knowledge about the human mind and now learn to apply the great power of the subconscious through hypnosis to help produce powerful and long-lasting change. So we're very serious about the therapy we do. It's not based on short-term, superficial results and making the client feel better for a few days, a few weeks. This is about powerful therapeutic change.
Can you give some methods that you teach so that our listeners have a better idea about the methods that you are teaching
on this course?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've mentioned about interview and uncovering skills because it's been shown again and again, if the therapist doesn't understand really what the issues are, well, then they're flying blind. The therapy doesn't go forward in a very effective, efficient, productive way. So with interview skills, there are many skills of observation and listening involved in that. Mm-hmm. And you're listening for key words, key phrases. These are key uncovering skills. And that can only be done in the context of a very good therapeutic relationship. So you're learning about the therapeutic relationship, which creates a therapeutic environment of trust and rapport and many other qualities where the client is ready to reveal. Then you have to know how to give questions, open questions, closed questions, dialogue, monologue. All of those interview skills are very important. They're often very superficially taught. I mean, many courses simply tell the student, well, if you relax him and give him some suggestions, that's the therapy, more or less. Now, that is not only unprofessional, it's even unethical. There are many things you're not dealing with properly. May leave the client with very little benefits or maybe even make them worse, because you need to uncover the nature of the problems. You need then to be able to understand about change and how to motivate change. And as you learn about uncovering, taking that information and particularly the emotional energies back to where they were learned, which is analytical hypnotherapy. So you learn the, if you like, the first level of that training on that clinical hypnotherapy course. And that is taken a lot further in the advanced analytical hypnotherapy because there's so much to learn.
So the students already learned the first steps of regression, for example.
That's right. That's right.
And how a regression is safely done.
Absolutely. They'll know about that. They'll have an idea, if you like, because it's really analytical hypnotherapy is taught over two courses here. It's taught in clinical hypnotherapy and advanced analytical hypnotherapy. To rush that training is very foolish. and even dangerous for the therapist's development and doesn't get good results for the client. So as they understand and can uncover the issues well in course two in the clinical hypnotherapy, they can develop very good programming instructions. So the actual hypnotic suggestions are much better. And they know much more about where these are coming from and to be able, if something that they can unearth and deal with quickly, effectively, they can do that work. When they have more information, then they can even deal with a greater range and more difficult problems, because on that more advanced course, they will be going to that material in more depth. They'll have more knowledge and more skills to deal with it.
So to use some buzzwords for people who have been searching the social media and other internet sites, web pages, they learn how to get to the beliefs and the emotions by the best uncovering methods.
Yes.
Learning how to ask questions, and then by that, what they have uncovered, use regression to go back to the times when the client learned certain beliefs, certain emotions came up, and how to resolve that. And that what they learn in the clinical hypnotherapy class then as a foundation is then put to higher level in the follow-up course, advanced analytical hypnotherapy.
That's a good summary. If you've uncovered it, you know, how much better to program it. You may be able to do then a very quick, good work on helping them understand what happened in the past, because that's been revealed now. And that's a great benefit to the client. On the next course, you'll be able to process that material, much higher level of skills. It's like learning your skills in medicine, surgery. You have so much more knowledge and skills to work with the uncovered material, so the client gets much greater benefit again. So this is where a really top-notch practitioner, they're working at that level of effectiveness. More change long-term is the goal, as opposed to short-term superficial results.
Thank you so much, John, for your short insight into course two of your four-course series. And to all of our listeners, take this class. I took it in 2011, and it helped me come to a completely different path in my life.
Thank you, Axel. Thanks to our listeners.
With that said, Dr. John Butler and I have short episodes on each of the classes he offers. Hypnotherapy training for life change, clinical hypnotherapy, advanced analytical hypnotherapy, medical hypnotherapy, and hypnotherapy for childbirth. Please feel free to listen to these episodes. They are very short, very concise about the content of the classes, and then feel free to book the courses and attend the trainings with Dr. John Butler. You find all the relevant details on how to enroll the classes on the website hypnotherapytraininginternational.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great time. Until next time.